This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply to the motion of thanks to the President's address in Rajya Sabha today. Responding to the allegation of Leader of Opposition in the House and Congress MP Mallikarjun Kharge, Mr. Rijiju said all the MPs want to listen to the Prime Minister's speech today, but the Congress party doesn't want to listen to the Prime Minister's address, which is their own choice.
Fourth day of the discussion on the motion of thanks to the Honourable President's address to a joint session of the Parliament. We all are expecting that all the Honourable Members will follow the traditions and the rules. This House belongs to all the Honourable Members. All the Members are waiting to listen to this speech of Honourable Prime Minister today.
Mr. Rijiju also rejected Mr. Kharge's allegation that the Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, wanted to speak on the country's interests, but he was not allowed to speak on the motion of thanks. He said Mr. Gandhi was not following parliamentary norms and he was speaking beyond rules. Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge said the Rajya Sabha is not the only house, adding that both the Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha are together called as Parliament. Leader of the House and Union Minister J.P. Nadda also objected to Mr. Kharge's remarks, saying that the matters related to Lok Sabha cannot be discussed in the Rajya Sabha. Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. following uproar by opposition parties during the question hour. Earlier, when the Lok Sabha assembled for the day, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla expressed displeasure over the behaviour of the opposition members who reached near the Treasury benches yesterday shouting slogans. He added that if the dignity of the House is not maintained, then it will be difficult for any Speaker to conduct the smooth proceedings of the House.
Honourable Members, the incident that occurred yesterday inside the House, in which opposition members reached up to the benches of the ruling party, is not in keeping with the dignity of the House. It is my firm belief that maintaining the decorum of the House is the collective responsibility of all members. If we allow the decorum of the House to be eroded, it becomes inappropriate for any Speaker to conduct the proceedings of the House in any manner.
In Chhattisgarh, a Maoist was killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district this morning. So far, the body of one Maoist along with an AK-47 rifle has been recovered from the encounter site. Search operation in the area is still going on. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will begin a crucial three-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir today to conduct a comprehensive security review, assess ongoing developmental projects and engage with political stakeholders. Mr. Shah is scheduled to arrive in Jammu this evening and hold meetings with political leaders at Lok Bhavan. Bharat Taxi, India's first cooperative-based ride-hailing platform, will be launched by Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi today. The platform is a transformative initiative in the mobility sector, placing drivers, referred to as sarathis, at the center of ownership and governance and freeing them from exploitative aggregator-based models. Seychelles President Patrick Hermione arrived in Chennai this morning on his first official visit to India. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said, during his five-day visit to India, Mr. Hermione will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake for inaugurating the exposition of the holy Devanagari relics at the sacred Ganganamaya temple in Colombo. The sacred relics arrived from India accompanied by a high-level Indian delegation led by Gujarat Governor Acharya Devrat and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi noted that during his visit to Sri Lanka in April last year, it was decided that these relics would come to Sri Lanka, providing an opportunity for the people to pay their respects. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the summit clash in Vadodara this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Royal Challengers Bengaluru have entered the WPL final for the second time, while Delhi Capitals are hoping to be fourth-time lucky as they return to the summit clash once again. And that is the end of this news bulletin.